Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
What's the work dress code like in your office? Is it very formal? Perhaps it's too casual? Take a listen to the host of the home show here at News Talk, Sinead Ryan. She was talking about this on Breakfast a little earlier this morning, about how dressing well in the office has become a lost art.
Once kind of fellas thought, well, chinos is as good as a pair of suit trousers. You know, you're heading down a stock road. But it's employers I blame, because they have the choice to enforce proper dress, respect for your colleagues, you know, turn up for work. Don't look as if you've just tumbled out of bed, you know, in a pair of scuffy runners and a you know, retro T-shirt. It's not appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate for any office. And you have to have that distinction between a work dress and your off-duty dress.
I would have thought that lads wearing chinos was pretty formal, to be honest with you. Louis Copeland, of course, from Louis Copeland and Sons, is with us on the line today. Do you think standards have dropped, Louis?
I think they did, actually, after the, you know, kind of all that period of time after the pandemic. But, you know, it's coming back a bit now. We find people coming are starting to dress up now. They're starting to wear suits again. I mean, you know, you might think that this tie is gone, but actually our sales of ties are improving all the time. And, you know, with the influence of social media, people dressing up. I mean, even you see the young lads going to races now, and they want to get dressed up. And I think if you want to stand out in the office, you should dress yourself properly. I mean, that's how you're going to get on in the office. But if you come into the office and you're dressed in kind of dirty old trousers and kind of T-shirt, and I think you should show respect for the job you're in.
Yeah. So you think since COVID, really, is it the sort of the
after COVID, like it the dress code went down, but now lately it's starting to kind of build up again.
Who's back buying suits and ties? Is it those that are new to offices, or?
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously, kind of, it depends on the job you're in. Like, I mean, for a period of time there, you know, solicitors and kind of were dressing down. But now, kind of, you know, kind of, things kind of improve. People are starting to kind of up their game. And, you know, and if you want to get ahead, you've got to stand out.
Simple as that. Speaking of standing out, Terry Prone, who's the chair of the Communications Clinic, columnist at The Examiner, is with us on the line here as well, Louis. Do you agree, Terry? You know, has office standards and the work dress code, have they dropped?
I think it's an awful fool's game to suggest that there is some general drop of standard and some general drop in respect for colleagues. I don't think that's happening. I think that, first of all, there are many jobs where there is an implicit, if not an explicit, dress code, simply because the people need to be distinguished from everybody else. If you're in a restaurant and, I don't know, a slug comes out of your salad, you want to be able to immediately identify, okay, who's the waiter or who's the waitress? So there are some jobs where you're always going to have a very particular set of rules. But there is also an issue of authority. In the very beginning of aviation, Andrea, when people were shit scared to go on a plane because they weren't used to it, and they worked out that the thing that would make people comfortable was if the captain and the co-pilot and the rest of the crew looked like they were army officers. They knew what they were doing. And so to this day, when you're in the airport, you can spot the cabin crew because they have the dark suits, the chevrons on the shoulder, the caps. They're there to look authoritative. And that's one of the first things that we do, my company, the Communications Clinic, when we're asked to develop a dress code for a company, which we frequently are, the first answer is no. We will develop it with you, but it must start with asking people, first of all, asking customers what they prefer to encounter. Secondly, asking the workers themselves, because some people going into some of the newer tech jobs are almost anonymized. There is a uniform there, even though it's not a posh uniform. And to do, as Louis suggested, to stand out, to be the one who is noticed, may not be the managerial objective. Let's face it, Musk doesn't care that much how his programmers look. He'll fire them quick as look at them.
Yeah, it's funny. So it's still back to the old, you know, if you want to, you have to look the part, basically, Terry.
Yes, you do, because people expect you to. Just as, look, Andrea, the next time you're invited to a wedding, are you going to go in ripped jeans and a dirty T-shirt? I kind of doubt it. You are going to want yourself to feel beautiful on that day. Never mind just the makeup and the hair. You're going to get the best dress, something that you know makes you feel and look great. And it is a function of good dressing that is, all the research indicates that it improves your own morale when you're more dressed up.
Okay. John has got in touch. He says it's not about getting the job, it's about getting the job done. It's not a fashion show, for God's sake. Another listener, once people get the work done in the office, there should be no issue with casual dress once it's not offensive or customer facing. Megan Scully is joining us too, Terry. Megan's a podcaster and freelance presenter. Do you tend to dress in a formal manner, Megan, when you're heading to work?
Yeah, absolutely. I just find my work style, I all dress for, we'll say, the gig that I'm doing. So, for example, if I'm on television, I'll always wear high heels. And I just find when I put, and it doesn't have to be a high heel, it can be a low kitten heel. But once I have that shoe on, it just automatically makes me feel, I don't know, just puts me into kind of work mode. And I tend to kind of always make a bit of an effort if whatever the job I'm doing. But, you know, the days that I'm at home and not leaving the house, or if I'm not doing any work stuff, I will put on my tracksuits and my runners. But I just find when I dress up, if I put on like a nice suit, and I do love my suits of all different colours, it just, I don't, makes me feel better as well about myself, because I put in a bit of effort. And I found during lockdown, you know, I probably just, my wardrobe was probably mainly tracksuits and runners, but I just found when I started going back to the office and back into real life work that it just made me feel better about myself. And sometimes I woke up and I wasn't having a good day, it's almost like the makeup and the outfit just kind of pulled me through it and just kind of made me feel more myself. And I find that, like, no more than fake tan, I rarely wear it. But then when I do put it on, I just am like, oh, I like the little tan that I have now and the little glow, and I should do this more often. But it's just, I find sometimes mentally it kind of makes me feel better.
I totally get it about the heels. Like, when I'm in work, I usually tend to have even just, you know, an ankle boot or some kind of boots or heels on. But if I'm out and running about like I was this morning because we were out talking to people, I'll throw on a pair of runners. But there is something about the public face and jobs, and I suppose you and I are a little bit different in that, you know, I'm chatting today, sure, nobody can see what I'm wearing. But for those that are in public facing gigs, if they're in professional companies, businesses where they're meeting clients, I do think you need to dress up a little, Megan.
Absolutely, I agree with that. And I have to say, I mentioned there, I love my own suits. I love seeing suits on people. And I just think there's that kind of sharpness to it. And I think a kind of bit of respect comes with it as well. When you see someone like sharply dressed, and I'd often, if I see a woman in a suit that I admire, I'm like, oh, Joe, sorry now, but where did you get your suit?
Where did you get that? Yeah,
or heels. And I, as I said, I just think it kind of, it gives me a pep in my step when I have that extra bit of, Joe, dressed up, or as you mentioned, a nice boot or heel on. So I think in an office as well, it's always nice to have them. And as you mentioned, you can always have the runners, you know, going to work and have maybe the flats under the desk. But I just find personally, if I'm going into an office, I want to dress sharp as well. And it's nothing to do with it. For me, I don't see it as a power struggle. I just see it as turning up and kind of putting on that professional work mode. Because, for example, then when I go home from my gym gear, I switch into gym mode. So I know, okay, I'm going to go do some form of exercise now. So I think when you put on a power suit or a nice shirt and a pair of slacks, you're kind of going, right, now I'm in work mode. But that's just how I personally feel about it. And I know a lot of people probably are different. And as you mentioned, there's a lot more kind of people now in tech jobs that maybe want to dress more comfortably. And I get that as well. But you can now buy lovely work style clothes that are actually very comfortable.
Yeah, but I suppose if you're at home, Terry, and you're, you know, you're working from your kitchen or your office at home all day, every day, you're not meeting people. Maybe you're doing an odd Zoom call or something with colleagues or with your boss. Does it really matter that you're in leggings and a T-shirt? You're there, Terry. You can hear me okay.
Yes, I can. From the pandemic, we know that a lot of cartoons showed people online on camera, and they were basically dressed down to their underpants. And after that, they were naked, because who needed to bother? But there is an assumption that we all go sloppy as opposed to official. But let me give you an example. If any of your listeners Google Adelaide uniform, the old Adelaide Hospital had a uniform that was only gorgeous, and particularly men adored it. It was black polka dots on a white shirtwaist dress with a big skirt, tight belt, everything. The only thing was that every Adelaide nurse who ever wore it hated it. Absolutely hated it. It was bitterly uncomfortable. And if you go into any hospital now, none of the nurses are dressed in the old uniforms. They're dressed in scrubs that they can take off, throw in the washing machine, move on.
Louis, suit sales, despite everything we've discussed, suit sales are on the rise.
Suit sales are improving. People, you know, you look at the photographs, you see the appointments, maybe of, kind of new directors. And, you see them kind of lined up. And the ones that are not wearing ties, you don't have the same respect for them. But you see fellas kind of dressed up in a nice shirt and tie. You look and you say, well, they look professional. And, you know, I think Terry kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, when you dress up, you feel better. I mean, you're in a work mode. So, you know, I think from the conversation I've had with the different people there, I think we'll all agree that if you want to get ahead, dress yourself up.
Dress the part. This listener says dressing up, putting on makeup, I should say, makes me feel great about myself. During COVID, I totally lost my mojo because I was at home wearing a tracksuit, no makeup on most of the days. My hair was greasy as well. I live by the motto, look good, feel good, work good, says this texter. And Chris makes the point. He says, if we spent more time on people's morals and conduct in the workplace than on what somebody is wearing, we mightn't have had the same level of damage as we did to the country a number of years back. Wasn't it the people in the suits who did the damage? Asks Chris.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.